Welcome to the Brand Thomas Podcast with Louise Duffy, the podcast which introduces you to the people behind the brands from the world of fashion, beauty and beyond. In today's podcast, I'm joined by the lady who literally wrote the rule book on how to dress Scandinavian. She is stylist and creative director Pernille Theisbeck. From Copenhagen, she is the author of the bestseller Dress Scandinavian, which gives us all the tips and tricks of how to style your life and your wardrobe the Danish way. She's also the co-founder of Social Zoo, a creative agency which creates campaigns and collaborations with brands and influencers. She's a stylist, she's a street style star, she's a wife, she's a mom, and she's so much more. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brand Thomas Podcast. I'm joined by Pernille Theisbeck, style maven, author, business founder, wife, mom. You're a busy lady.
Yeah.
What part of your life is keeping you the busiest at the moment?
Well, I mean, the most important thing is definitely my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the most important spot in my life.
Yeah.
Secondly, my husband, of course, is also a big time consumer. But of course, my work is a very big take a big part of my identity. Mm-hmm. And I love my work. I love what I do. It makes me happy. And mm-hmm. I love that I'm able to do all things. I mean, that I can see my kids. I can pick them up early after kindergarten. And I can work at like all times of the day.
Yeah. So there's great freedom and variety then in your life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure as you as a mother too, mm-hmm. kind of know that that it's hard. Like when you're away from your kids, mm-hmm. you feel guilty.
The guilt is killer, isn't it?
It's a big kill. Mm-hmm. Like it kills you. And also that a lot of women out there kind of, they do the mom shaming. Yeah. Because you're away. But I think that the thing that they forget is that I'm very fortunate with my work that I can pick them up early after kindergarten and then actually spend a lot of time with them.
Well, listen, we are so happy you're here. There's a lot of excitement about you coming to town because I don't know what's happened in the last while. The Danish style has just taken over Ireland and particularly Brand Thomas. If you see, like Level 2 has got Gani and Stein Goya and Rotate.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the affinity that we're all developing for this Danish style? What is it that is exciting us so much about Danish style?
Well, first of all, I'm very proud that mm-hmm. that you guys have taken up so many Danish brands. Yeah. I mean, it's I've been working with especially Gani from the beginning, and I know Dida and Nikolai, the founders, very well. That's mm-hmm. good friends of ours. And from the beginning of my career, I always wanted to support Danish fashion mm-hmm. and being able to be the insider Danish fashion. What do you say? Inspiration for other people around the world that we can actually do stuff in Denmark too. And I've been working within the Fashion Week in different ways, both in front, behind, and like in all angles. Mm-hmm. And what happened within the last few years is that Danish fashion kind of found their own way. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at Sweden, it's always been quite minimal and clean, and it still is. Like, you know, there's brands like Totem where Elin is doing really well. I mean, I love her and I support her, but somehow Denmark kind of found their own way.
Yeah.
And it's more colorful, more printed, but it's still with this more classic twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always styled with something unexpected to make it more comfortable.
Okay.
And that's what makes it easy to integrate in your wardrobe. And that's why I think a lot of women out there find it inspirational, because it's not like too sexy or like too uncomfortable. Like if you look at it, like a beautiful Italian look, it's a lot and it's sexy and it's beautiful. But this is just toned down in a way mm-hmm. that a lot of women can kind of reflect on it in their own wardrobe.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's why a lot of women have kind of taken this in, because they find it easy and refreshing.
And you know what? It is very kind of grouped together, I suppose, outside Scandinavia when we're talking about that style. We call it, you know, the Scandi style. But it is there. You can definitely see the different tones. Like, as you just compared Swedish style to Danish style, they have their own identities.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And especially the Fashion Week right now is so interesting.
Yeah.
So many amazing designers like, I mean, Cécile Banton is also a great favorite that, I mean, she's doing amazing dresses and she's a great, you know, what do you say, like opposite to Gani and Rotate and Stine Goya. So I kind of feel like there's a lot of great designers coming up from Denmark that you can get inspired by.
So I always think when I meet Danish people, like there is a real sense of identity. You know, I think a little bit more so, and I'm generalizing now, but a little bit more so than other countries, there's a real pride of place, you know, and there is a very solid kind of awareness and identity and pride in where people come from. I think that that's kind of reflected. It gives a confidence, doesn't it? To be proud of where you are and to who you are gives a confidence in how you dress.
Well, I also think that's why, I mean, it has, I mean, I think that's why I also get a lot of attention is because people actually own their look.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, I mean, it's all about feeling comfortable. And the moment you feel comfortable, you shine much more. You get that energy. I think we all can, you know, kind of remember like days when we went out of the door and we were like, oh, I mean, I don't like this shoe. Yeah. They're not nice. Or these pants are too tight. Or this dress is too short. I mean, we can all remember that kind of moment. And I think what we do is always kind of adding that more comfortable thing to it that makes it more casual and, you know, layering things up, adding that detail with adding some jewelry to something more casual or mixing prints together where like, oh, I didn't expect that, but it's really cool with sneakers. Like those kind of details that, you know, everyone can kind of, they have in their own wardrobe, but didn't think that you can actually pair that.
You make it look so easy, and you've got like, God, over 700,000 followers who would look like, who would stalk your Instagram religiously just to see how you do it. And it just, it always looks back, like paired back and easy the way you put your outfits together. But how considered are they? Like, do you start your week and say, okay, this is where I'm going? Or is it just, you've got kids now, so it's busy. Like, how much consideration do you give your looks?
You can kind of cheat a lot on Instagram being like, yeah, I prepare these outfits every day. Of course, it's time consuming creating outfits, but I think it's time that it's that time that everyone needs to put into their wardrobe. I'm thinking quite sustainable in my wardrobe, and I wrote a book some years ago where it was how to kind of wear the classic pieces you have in your wardrobe in different ways. So I often do like these very nerdy, but these kind of challenges for myself, like how many ways can I wear this kind of piece? Can I add a belt to it? Can I, how does it look with a scarf? Like, how can I wear these things over and over again just to kind of keep my wardrobe more, you know, consist? I think, you know, in this world we live in today, we just have to be more aware of, like,
that's so important. We have to be kind of recreating looks and recycling and repurposing our gear, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And we have to think of, like, when we buy new stuff, like, how, like, I always do, like, how important are this new thing for me? Would I actually use it more than the season? Could it be funny to wear like this without nothing underneath, or could this be cool to wear with a lot of layers? Or
You know, that's so good to hear, because you know, we see this like this rose tinted view of people like you on Instagram who've got so many followers and have access to wonderful things and beautiful brands. So it's really inspiring to think that you actually give consideration. You're not just like taking it all in, and you know, that's important. It really is.
Yeah, it is super important, I think. And it's also, I mean, I would love to also create more awareness about it, but it's always a balance because always I also do collaboration where it's obviously new things that need to be pushed out. But that's also something that conflicts with my own mindset that I'm working myself around. But
okay, and it's work, you know, you
have to do
these
things. It is work, like,
Yeah. So then, you know, thinking sustainably and, you know, repurposing your own looks, do you often vintage shop then as well?
I do. I mean, a lot of my, I have a lot of vintage jeans.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I mean, being
through... You love your Levi's.
I love Levi's. And being through two pregnancies, it's been quite... Yeah. It's a challenge to your wardrobe, actually, mm-hmm. because you have to reconsider how you wear, like, those wardrobe staples in a new way. Mm-hmm. So instead of throwing things out, I've actually been, you know, reusing a lot of the same items for the, like, the past 3 years within the pregnancies. But also, I've been buying into some Chanel vintage jackets that are some of my favorites.
Beautiful. And where do you find them? Where's your favorite place to get them?
Well, I like Reese. Yeah. They have great pieces in amazing condition. Mm-hmm. And then they have like a local one that is around the corner for me where, I mean, I don't know where she finds that. But she finds those small little treasures in flea markets randomly that are really good. So
I always admire people who can go and have a route and find something good because I'm like, show it to me and I'll get it. But like, you know, the effort of
spending
finding
time on it,
gems.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so tell me, what's the oldest thing in your wardrobe that you go for? Like, what's the thing you have the longest that you reach for the most?
I mean, I guess the one, it's actually a pair of vintage jeans that I have that are so, they're so old that they're falling apart. Yeah. And my dearest mother has been like sewing like patches of them so many times. And I mean, they luckily they still work. Actually, my husband has the same, but he's wearing like his today actually. But mine, we were twinsies this morning, so I had to change out my outfit. Like, and he was like, "I'm not
far."
Yeah, I'm not. He was like, "I'm not changing." I'm like, "Okay, sure." Okay. So it's a pair of old like light blue denims that you know you've been wearing them so much that you just fit so good.
Was style always in your family? Like, you speak a lot about your grandmother as well. She was quite inspirational to you, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Like, I mean, I think honestly, my mom, she's a dentist and she's been working in a uniform every day. So when she got up work, she wanted to wear something more comfortable. I mean, within her past years, she's been more into fashion. I also think I kind of, you know, kind of inspired her a little. But my grandma was she was so elegant and she had that kind of thing that he always had like so many amazing accessories and jewelry that it was so interesting. So every time I was there, it was like a big treasure for me to walk into a wardrobe and sitting at her makeup table with all those, you know, beautiful jewelry and stuff. It was very inspiration for me.
So your mom was a dentist. You were going to be a dentist.
Yeah, it was in the family.
You would be the most stylish Dr. Tiesbeck. You would be a queue around the corner to see. You would be eating hard sweets just to get an appointment.
Yeah, I mean, I think my mind would have gone in another way if that was, that was my path. But I mean, it is sometimes I think that what if I actually end up being a dentist? Would I have been a happier person? And looking back, I mean, I'm sure I did the right choice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think of it like that? Then you think maybe your path mightn't have crossed with your husband and like that kind of sliding door, like it could have been so different if you went down another route.
Well, actually, I met my husband in a festival, so I'm pretty sure I would have gone hearing music anyway. But I mean, my father passed away when I was a little girl, and that has always been some kind of a thing for me that, you know, you have to get the best out of your life and you have to follow your dreams. And I know it's very easy to say, I don't want to make it sound like a cliche. I've been working so much. I've been working my ass out to get to where I am today. Mm-hmm. And you don't get anything for free in fashion. Yeah. You really have to work for it. Mm. And I've been on all sides of the table and I'm still on both sides of the table within my industry.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm very happy where I am today. I'm very proud of what I've accomplished. But you still have to be in it and you still have to work for it because, you know, it changes all the time.
It does.
And there's so many girls waiting there, like out there to take your place,
even though,
you know, you think you hit it and you're still there, but time changes.
It's ruthless, isn't
it?
And so tell me then, you know, you mentioned that you're on both sides of the desk when it comes to the world of fashion. So you're the co-founder of Social Zeus, which is a creative agency. And you do great work, like the collaborations with brands and influencers. What's it like to work, as you say, on the other side?
It's amazing, actually, because I've been able to work with brands that I don't normally work with.
Yeah.
And that was also the reason why we founded it, because it was at some point we had a lot of requests where I'm like, oh, this this doesn't really work with my own brand. Like, okay. How can we kind of come around that and work with some of those brands that are quite interesting and for me, sometimes more inspirational. And that's when my partner Hannah and I like started to talk about, you know, founding that agency. So we have 6 girls on board that are amazing Danish girls, both lifestyle and fashion.
You've got Jeanette Madsen, don't you, from Rotate?
Exactly, yeah.
She's fantastic.
She's amazing. Yeah. And
she's on this podcast.
Yeah, I saw, actually, yeah. No, we. It's fun to be on a creative part on projects that doesn't always... that doesn't have something to do with me. I mean, it's also quite a narcissistic job to look at yourself all the time and to be your own hottest judge. Or you say, like, I'm very tough on myself as well. So for me to take on projects where I can put it on Jeanette and all those girls is super fun,
that's
actually.
Great, yeah.
And to see, you know, brands from another perspective. So for me, it's been, I mean, having a background as a stylist and working in magazines, I have that kind of, it doesn't always have to be about me. And I love that part too.
And you can be more creative, I guess.
Exactly.
When you're not, I suppose, thinking of how it will work for you.
Exactly.
You can explore more. You mentioned your babies and you become a mom to 2 babies. How has life changed? Like how has your style changed, I guess, since becoming a mom?
I mean, it's definitely more practical than it used to be.
I never thought I'd be so casual.
No, exactly. Ugh. And I mean, there's something for me walking around with a stroller and wearing heels just doesn't feel...
looks dangerous, actually.
Yeah, it just seems a bit silly.
Yeah.
For me, it's very important to get back on those heels and to actually own my own style again.
So did it take you a while after having your babies just to get like to feel like yourself?
Self again, yeah. And it's really hard to explain if you haven't been there, as you and I have. But I mean, it's also quite interesting because you really learn your body
and you really
appreciate, you know, some things you have and some things you can actually, you know, you kind of get challenged and I like challenges.
And you're surprised by what you can put up with and even like the sleeplessness and everything.
I mean, your creativity gets pretty damaged by having kids for me personally because of the, as you mentioned, like the lack of sleep. So I really have to take time out for myself to focus a bit more. And I'm sure that within the next few months, I'm back 100% to track. But it took a little longer second time because there's suddenly there's 2 taking all of your attention.
Yeah.
And you definitely have less time for yourself.
The juggle is crazy.
Yeah.
You're as well known for your personal fashion style as you are for your interiors. And we've seen, you know, your beautiful home in different magazines. Which comes easier to you? Is it your personal aesthetic or interiors?
I mean, depends on what stage I'm in. Like, while I was pregnant, I'll be like, 100% interior.
The house.
And now when I'm back, I mean, it's always been a big passion of mine and will always be to have interior. Like, it's where every time I travel, I mean, we are unfortunately only here for a very short time, but if I had more time, I would go like nerding on museums and galleries because it gives another aspect to your life. And it's also very inspirational for me when I work within fashion. A lot of my creativity comes out of like combinations and colors and shapes that you kind of see in architecture and stuff. So I think everything is kind of like a balance and depends on where I am in my life.
Yeah. You've literally wrote the rule book for Dress Scandinavian. So let's talk through some of your rules then. So if somebody's trying to recreate this really incredible Danish style that we see on your Instagram and we see, you know, like through the brands that we've mentioned, what are the key rules that you think people should adhere to?
For me, it's always like, as we've been through before, it's about feeling comfortable in your outfit. It's a balance of not being boring and not being too much. So adding something personal to it, owning that personal detail, having something, I think it's important to have something where you feel comfortable within it. And I mean, let's say that right now it's super fashion to wear these oversized blazers, but you don't have the body for it.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, I think it's important to go for that blazer that actually works for you. Mm-hmm. And then you spice it up with whatever, like a belt, what you see mm-hmm. now, like a belt, a brush. It could be a scarf. Like, you can add so many things mm-hmm. to it that, to make it personal and to make it modern. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to think it like, how does it suit your body? Because we all get really, you know, thrown away by all these different styles we have out there of the same item, like yeah. that comes in so many different shapes. And if you don't have the right nerdy knowledge about it, you get, you know, you end up buying like all these weird stuff that you don't feel comfortable anymore. So if you have like those basic 10 items in your wardrobe that really like
that capsule.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you can go nuts with the shoes, and you can find like other like funny tops or whatever, like mm-hmm. racing earrings to kind of spice it up.
And so you are a big advocate of quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. So like, what are the key items you would suggest someone invest in?
As mentioned, like having that pair of jeans or whatever suits yeah. you, if it's flared, if it's carrot shape, if it's mom jeans, like, I mean, your body changes within your lifetime, so it's not the like one jeans that suits yeah. you within the next 20 years. You also have to change out that jeans, like that shape of it sometimes, and be realistic, like what mm-hmm. really suits you. And I mean, I'm sure you kind of, you know for your own wardrobe that you have like 10 pair of jeans and you actually only wear that pair.
Yeah.
So have that pair, like really use it and think about how many ways can you style it. It's the same thing with the blazer, a shirt is like, it's so many things. I have mm-hmm. tons of shirts, but I have like that one white shirt that really has that right oversized look, the right flips, the right buttons, like mm-hmm. those details, like that basic wardrobe that makes you, I mean, for me, it's like what kind of saves me for have that crisis every morning, because I always know like, okay, today my brain is dead and I don't know what I'm going to wear. So I'm going to pull out those four pieces that I know I always want.
And they'll always look good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, that it is very important to you to kind of go after your dreams and to, you know, make things work and make things happen for yourself. What does 2020 hold for you then? We're around the corner.
So, well, it's actually going to be, I think, a year of interior design for me. Ah. We just bought a new house that we're going to work a lot within to make beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think in a year we're going to move into that. So right now my mind is really set on to find like amazing ways to kind of create this home with new, like, because we built this house we live in now, and with the kids there are like materials that really doesn't work with okay. the kids, and we want to make it practical but and sustainable and chic, but that's like it's gonna be interesting.
That's a project. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I know that you've just done a collaboration with Stan.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've written the book to tell us how to dress Scandinavian. Do you think that you would ever bring out your own line? Do you think e-commerce is in your future?
I'm not gonna do my own clothing line
no.
for sure.
No.
I mean, I'm never say for sure, but I'm really sure. I think, you know, I like to do my collaboration with
yeah.
amazing designers. I have the biggest respect for a lot of designers out there. I don't have the same background. I have a lot of ideas and creativity in that way, but building brands that like Ganni, I know how much work and effort they put into mm-hmm. it. And I don't have the same capacity to do that, and I don't want to bring out more clothes in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that sustainable mindset of mine just won't allow me to do my own, you know, my own clothing line.
Okay, but, so we'll stand by for the collaborations.
Let's see what happens, but yeah. maybe something will happen.
It's so nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us on the Brand Thomas podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm very honored.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.